Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The DH, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Harlow. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dan Whitmer. Pitching for the California Angels, Chris Knapp. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Miller reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Campaneris moves to second. It's 1-0, Angels. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summers moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Whitmer and he is out, Grich applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harlow moves to third. Dan Whitmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitmer strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner fields it and throws to home. Parrish drops the ball. Clark moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Harlow scores. Clark moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Angels. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris throws to second for 1, and Grich throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Peters moves to second. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. Peters picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Peters. Thompson moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rudy moves to second. Two outs. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harlow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Whitmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitmer moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitmer scores. Miller moves to second. It's 3-0, Angels. Roger Weaver now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. Lansford moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Miller scores. Lansford moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's 4-0, Angels. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Angels. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harlow. Peters reaches second base with a double. Whitaker moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Peters moves to third. It's 4-2, Angels. Andy Hosler now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it and throws to home to get Peters. Trammell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Tigers 2. The Angels will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harlow hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Whitmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitmer hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summers strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 4, Angels, 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Dave Roseman now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peters strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 3 in the game. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harlow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Grich moves to second. It's 5-4, Angels. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Whitmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitmer hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Champ Summers. Mark Clear now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 5, and the Tigers 4. The Angels will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Campaneris bunts towards the mound. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Campaneris moves to third. It's 6-4, Angels. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-4 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.